Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a 7:20. I would imagine Chris Powell might have something to say about that. Chris writes a column for the Journal Inquirer. That's with an I. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Thank you, Ray. Very good.
You surprised?
Well, I wasn't expecting it, but, nothing in mega big business these days surprises me. It's getting bigger and bigger, and we have less and less antitrust law enforcement. So they figure they can do whatever they want, and the government won't look into it too much.
Senator Blumenthal said he's going to at least appeal this thing.
Everybody would be, glad of, the suspicion, but whether they can persuade the Justice Department or the State Attorney General's office to do anything about it, I think is pretty doubtful. These corporations are big government contractors, and they have a lot of influence, and even the government officials who ought to be representing the public feel they're obliged to represent the corporation
Of the time. And this will take place after the first of the year should be consummated, so there you are. As somebody said, one of the keys to this thing is Raytheon's a big defense contractor. UTC's not a small one at all, but I guess that's part of the reason. The one thing that makes it all the way through recessions, depressions, whatever, is spending on defense.
Yeah, well, I don't know why we call it defense. We used to call it the War Department. Now it's the Defense Department. I prefer to call it military contracting because not all military contracting is defense, and not all stupid imperial wars are defense either.
Well, Chris, you want to go back to the you have a column you wrote earlier this week, but this kind of slipped by, all right? And it was the whole thing about, transportation. That was one of the big items coming up during the election. We're going to put money into transportation. That's why we want the tolls. But the fact of the matter is, and you and I have talked about this, once the government, the state, gets a hold of money, whatever it may be and where it may be from, it can move around everywhere, and that's what happened here.
Yeah, the education agency that the governor was touting a few weeks ago with the $100 million gift from the Dalio Foundation. It sure sounded like a government agency when it was announced from the governor's office a few weeks ago. The governor was touting all it was going to do for public education, how they were going to raise a lot more money for this. They called it a partnership, but when the state budget was passed the other day, and of course the bill came out of the darkness at the last minute, and I guess the legislators had all of 48 hours to read the 567 pages of it before deciding on it. But the bill establishes this nonprofit partnership between the state and the Dalio Foundation in law. It creates a board that has a majority of state officials as members of the board, it exempts the board from Freedom of Information and ethics boards, ethics laws, which really is to let it do things in secret with less accountability. I complained about this in a column yesterday, saying, this is a government agency, and it ought to be subject to the ordinary accountability laws. And the governor's office and the Dalio Foundation came down on me very quickly. The governor's office wrote me that, this is a partnership. This is not a state agency. And the Dalio Foundation said the same thing, and I disputed that. I said, wait a minute. Yeah. If this is totally a private entity, it does not need to be created and authorized by state law. It certainly does not need to have a majority of state officials controlling the board, and we have lots of rich people in Connecticut who managed to give their money away without compromising freedom of information law. without needing an exemption in freedom of information law.
Okay.
But I asked, you know, both of them, the governor's office and the Dalio Foundation publicist, who requested this exemption from freedom of information and,
no
and ethics laws? And what's the purpose of this request for exemption? And they went away.
Yeah, but at least they're reading you. So that's a good
thing
to know.
I suppose. But you have to suspect, Ray, that the request arises from the hope that this the money in this partnership can be used as a slush fund, that it will not be subject to the usual scrutiny. Now, the legislative leadership, denied that. But why will this thing need an exemption from freedom of information law? Finally, some reporters asked the state Senate leadership about this at a press conference yesterday. They did not ask about it at the time, but they did ask about it yesterday. And supposedly the Senate leader, Senator Mooney, told him to go ask the governor. Well, I asked the governor's representative, and they went away.
See, Chris, you're always making trouble. Hey, one of the things you did bring up, too, one of the oppositions, the reason we need tolls is to go into infrastructure just very quickly. But, you know, the fact you brought up was the Republicans' plan was, okay, we'll bond for a lot of this stuff to repair the car, the roads and all that stuff. But the Democrats are actually, I guess, what? They're basically borrowing to pay pensions in the future?
The governor proposed borrowing for the pension fund so we could extend we would have to extend the repayment to the fund over time. It basically would extend for more decades.
I know.
Payments for pensions for people who worked decades in the past. Borrowing for expenses that would not benefit the people who were paying the interest on the borrowing used to be considered immoral.
Business as usual. Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, I got to go, but you can read Chris's stuff at journalinquirer.com, journalinquirer.com. It's a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.